Here it goes.
Oh, no.
We're getting ready to get
started. No, we have to step on the other eye. Is there a
Okay. I'd like to call the meeting, the June 9th, 2020 meeting of the Spring Valley Town Advisory Board to order at this time. Please stand and face the flag for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the Republic which stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, rules for the meeting tonight. Social distancing will be practiced during this meeting. You will be asked to keep appropriate spacing 6 feet away from other meeting attendees. Items on the agenda may be taken out of order. The board may combine two or more agenda items for consideration. The board may remove an item from the agenda or delay discussion relating to an item at any time. No action may be taken on any matter not listed on the posted agenda. All planning and zoning matters heard at this meeting are forwarded to the Board of County Commissioners, Zoning Commission, BCC, or the Clark County Planning Commission, PC, for final action. Please turn off or mute all cell phones and other electronic devices. Please take all private conversations outside the room. Public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction, but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium. Clearly state your name and address. Please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board by majority vote. Approval of the minutes from March 10th, 2020. Anyone have a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
As I was not present, I will not be voting. Okay, tonight's agenda, small change to tonight's agenda. We'll be hearing items 1, 3, and 2 in that order. Any other recommended changes from the board? Not seeing any. Anyone have a motion on tonight's agenda?
Make a motion for approval.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Okay, agenda is approved. Informational items. Mike, you have anything?
Nothing this evening, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. We have a presenter for item number one. Item number one, UC-20-0212, RW Buffalo, LLC, for a use permit for recreational facility with accessory retail and snack bar use, waiver of development standards to reduce parking, design review for a recreational facility in conjunction with an existing office warehouse complex on 4.3 acres in an MD Design Manufacturing AE60 zone in the CMA Design Overlay District, generally located on the west side of Buffalo Drive, 650 feet north of Warm Springs Road within Spring Valley, in Commissioner Mike Knapp's district. Go ahead when you're ready.
Good evening, my name is Ryan Albert, Grad Studio, 3212 Silver Saddle Street. Here on behalf of the applicant, RW Buffalo LLC, as well as the tenant, the Institute of Human Performance. What we are proposing today is a 44,000 square foot tenant improvement project in the existing office warehouse complex. Generally located in the MD zoning district and a general commercial plan land use. Recreational facilities are considered special use permit under all zoning designations. Similarly, in the same property, we have two other recreational facilities that have come before you and have been approved as well. We think its proximity to residential as well as existing C2 zoning makes this appropriate desirable use in lieu of possible possibly a warehouse storage facility. It was previously a C2, but right now it's under an ROI for the MU zone change. Along with this application, we are requesting a waiver to temporary development standards for parking. We are requesting a reduction in the amount of parking stalls provided. Currently, they are 182 spaces that are existing in one place from other applications. Based on our proposal and all existing tenant improvements and the facilities use, 243 are required. We are proposing adding 19 additional spaces along with this application, which brings us to 2 open spaces. So that's 42 space deficit or 18%. Our justification for this reduced parking is the facility's specialized program. It's not like a typical gym facility. They do not have traditional fitness programs for adults. It's geared largely towards youth sports training, which includes wellness, injury prevention, and sport performance. Just sort of a quick rundown of the user demographic, anticipated demographic. 60% of the clientele is anticipated between ages of 12 and 18, 30% between 19 and 30, and 10% ages 30 and over. So gearing towards student academics and athletics, we don't anticipate the kind of traffic that we traditionally see as, say, like a Lifetime Fitness or something. The programs are organized in blocks. The typical block would be an hour and a half long. We're expecting more than about 50 student athletes. One of their largest programs is the Prep Academy that has roughly 60 to 70 student applicants, and the tenant maintains there's a strict drop off policy for the students to prevent any sort of distraction. So, with that, we feel the parking reduction of 18% probably would be suitable for this. But I'm also aware that comprehensive planning, I would like to place a condition on this for 1 year review. We completely accept that. So with that, staff recommended removal. If you guys have any questions,
okay, any questions from the audience for this applicant? Not seeing any. We'll go to the board. Start with Rodney.
Could you come back to me, please?
Yvette?
Can you flip your map around? It's upside down for us.
Oh, it's right in the screen.
Awesome.
Thank you.
So I'll
just.
You could just move it down a little. Oh, sure. A little more. Thank you.
So I'll just quickly point out where we're located. This is the facility space right here, has 24,000 square feet. We're proposing adding spaces along here. Those were a lot of warehouse doors. So since we're not using this as a warehouse facility, we're not moving the doors, we're not modifying the exterior. But that space that was normally striped off for do not park, we can add those spaces. So we've done that. Directly adjacent to it is one of the other recreational facilities that takes up the remainder of that building. It is a batting cage, so we don't see a lot of conflict with some of the tenants in here. I believe there's also a martial art facility in the complex as well, so we don't see a lot of competition or conflict of interest, I should say.
Can you just with your finger show us where your facility, where the recreational facility will be? Right in there, okay. And what kind of lighting are you going to have? Because I know there's two neighborhoods that's
putting up
against here as well.
All the existing roll-up doors are a frosted type door. So there's no window space in the back. The residents that are consists of multifamily on this area, we would be pretty much screened from the building behind it.
Okay.
But the type of lighting is a typical, it's called a high bay, it's like a warehouse type lighting, or you can see it in a lot of the original facilities.
And this facility is all indoors, correct?
Correct, there's no exterior components.
So the cracking of balls on the, you won't hear it's
no.
Sound for the neighbors.
Exactly.
And what will be your hours of operation, do you know yet?
Some of the times that he listed, and I'm sure this is tentative based on the demand. He's saying 3 afternoon blocks for some of the after school programs from 5 to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday. That was sort of the initial assumption. So I imagine there will be some sort of from the actual hours up to this 8 p.m. hour.
I think that's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you, Catherine.
How many students do you plan at the height of your operation hour?
So I can only speak to that in terms of a specific class, and I was informed that the largest class that they would hold would be between 60 and 70 students. So this isn't, again, like a traditional facility where people come and go. These are locked classes and they're regulated by size so that we maximize the instructor's performance with the student at least.
You talk about each class about 60 students.
Instead of a class would be 50, but their largest class would be 60 to 70.
Then will you have multiple classes at the same time?
No.
So I'm just concerned with about the parking, because you're parking for later, and if you use parking, I'm just going to make sure that you don't have 250 classes, 50 classes.
Okay, I understood. In a traditional gym of this size, I would imagine the parking would be it would really be critical. The attendant has informed me that with their largest block class, it's a drop-off only policy for the students. Again, they don't want parents being a distractor to the students, and it's being a 90-minute time block. It's very much regulated for a drop-off pickup, a format.
So your after school program
starts
at 3 p.m.?
So I just saw a little bit more, sorry. We have a 12 to 3 p.m., a 5 to 8 p.m., and a 7:30 to 10:30. I'm assuming that's an a.m. and then maybe on the weekends.
Yeah, I was out there today, noontime. Seemed like there's quite a bit of park parking in the central parking lot. So, along with our officers doing the daytime hours, then we can come in and do it all the time. So, your 3 to 5 have to be going to be a little bit jammed and packed.
Yeah, my understanding of the facility, again, a couple spaces are being built out now, so I don't know how much of that is construction traffic or new traffic. But I think in reference to your concern, again, losing that condition from planning for a review, it allows everyone the opportunity to revisit this, and it's within your guys' right to revoke the use, that's not accurate.
And you also pointed out there's another facility that, is a martial arts facility?
Yes, it's in an advantage. Some of the other recreational uses.
So, how about their classes?
I'm sorry, hold up.
How about their classes in combined roles? You say you can be a lot of people in the parking lot or at one time, you can include five on each side?
So, neither of those places, the last time I visited, are open at this moment. The Vatican was approved back in January. So that's probably under construction, and the martial arts facility was also in construction at the time I was there. So I'm not aware of the amount of users that are intended for those spaces and how that could conflict, but I've been informed that it's been in conversation with those other recreational tenants as well, as this is will be a collective issue on not just our part, but their part as well, to make sure parking is sufficient.
Thank you. Rodney, did you come up with something?
No, they answered my question pretty much something good.
Thank you. I have a motion on item number one.
I have a motion for approval of the staff conditions.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Thank you.
Thank you.
We have a presenter for item number three. Item number three, VS-20-0214 Flamingo Pines LP for vacate and abandoned portion of right-of-way being Saddle Avenue, located between Durango Drive and Raleigh Street within Spring Valley, the Commissioner Justin Jones District. Go ahead when you're ready.
Clay Nielsen, we've got our announcement consulting, 6765 West Russell Road, Suite 200, Las Vegas, 8918. And this application, the wall was constructed and then buried from about 2.5 inches to 4 inches into the right of way. And so instead of removing the wall and that, we coordinated with Public Works and that work. And they said that we could move forward with vacating that little piece of right of way to accommodate this. So we've got stuff, really no conditions on there. So,
okay.
So, if there are any questions or concerns.
Any questions from the audience for this applicant? Not seeing any. We'll go to the board. Start with Catherine.
Yeah, I have a small print. They can zoom in.
There you go.
So basically what we're talking about here is there is a small piece right here along Saddle Avenue where the wall was constructed. And it varies anywhere from about 2.5 inches to just under 3 inches, closer to 4, along that way, closer to the right of way.
Excuse me, can you point out what you're abandoning here?
So what we are abandoning right here would just be the right of way, mm-hmm. which is essentially would be sidewalk, but even with that, the sidewalk would still be over closer, close to 5 feet. That piece. So we still need ADA requirements in that. So.
Is that all for your questions, Catherine?
I don't have any questions.
Yvette, do you have anything else? Rodney?
No.
We have a motion on item number three.
I'll make a motion to approve.
All in favor? Aye.
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 Thank you.
Thank you.
We have the presenter for item number two. Item number two, UC-20-0219. Tracy A. and Amon Wardley III for use permit for a proposed place of worship on 4.0 acres in a CP office and professional zone in the CMA Design Overlay District, generally located on the southwest corner of Durango Drive and Tropicana Avenue within Spring Valley in Commissioner Justin Jones District. Go ahead when you're ready.
I'm Randy Fitzgerald, representing the Paper Ordinance case. 4955 South Durango Road, Drive Suitings, Suite Number 100, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89113. We're here for the use permit. I would like to mention thank you to Carmen. I'm not sure who Carmen is, but Carmen, thank you. We went to the wrong
You're
place.
Welcome.
So thank you very much, Carmen, for all your help and waiting for us.
No problem.
We're here for the use permit. Staff does recommend. Also, Public Works had no comment.
Okay, any questions from the audience for this applicant on item number two? Okay, not seeing any. I'll go to the board. Start with Rodney.
No, of course.
Yvette?
Can you come back to me for a minute,
sir? Sure, Catherine, any questions?
You mentioned this is
I'm sorry?
because the spring will run the park, and I will not there today, except for the final conference call today.
We have a staff report that said 105.
Oh, I'm sorry, that's 100. No problem. I didn't see that anywhere around here that they had the Anderson correct.
How long is it probably shipping on the ship?
Right now we're probably 20 right now.
So it's not a big part of this form, right? It's not a big church.
No, not at all.
So, and your church service on Wednesday is on Wednesday?
Wednesday at 6:30. Generally, you might finish like around maybe 8:30. And then 7:00 to 10:30, finishing up around noon.
Okay. No more questions.
Thank you. Yvette, do you have anything?
Do you have a map or anything?
I do.
Your map?
Good.
I'm
not sure which way this is.
Turn it, flip it.
You can read it,
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
And can you just point where you're going to be? Are you taking this whole area so there's no other?
No. We'd be right. Here's Durango. We'd be right here. You can see that.
I hate the way that that driveway is going into that complex. There's just not enough space to go in, but it's there already, so you can go about it. It just seems like on certain, with you having church service, there are a lot more cars coming in at the same time and leaving at the same time.
There's other entrances off of Tropicana. That's the closest one to the...
I'm looking at the Durango, little Tropicana over here. Yeah, mm-hmm. You can go out that way too,
just that the right one. That was why we concerned.
Other than that, okay.
Okay.
Have
a motion on the item?
I need a motion to approve
with
staff.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I think it was staff condition.
Yeah.
Aye. I just
want
to make sure she put down.
Yeah,
that's
the motion.
All right, motion passes. Thank you.
Thank you again, Carmen.
You're welcome. Good night.
Thank you.
Okay, general business.
No, this evening, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Comments by the general public. Period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium. Clearly state your name and address. Please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board by majority vote. Would anyone like to take advantage of that opportunity? Not seeing any. All right. Next meeting will be June 30th, 2020. Motion for adjournment.
Will we be meeting here or at the other location?
It will depend on how far the grace gets with except the gyms. But we're hoping that at least one of the gyms will be done by the middle of next week. So. Chances are we'll be at the desert race, but we don't want to make a public statement. Well, it'll be on the agenda posted that way. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you all for your hospitality here, Clark County.
Meeting is adjourned.